You're ready if you're ready.
Yeah, I wonder what this 220 cable coming up to my chair is for you.
Councilmember, ready?
Yes.
Very good. GP buddy, staff ready?
Staff is ready.
Well, I think we're ready then too, since it is 7 o'clock, so. Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. The time is 7 p.m. 1900 hours. Item two on our agenda tonight, Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Dominguez, would you do the honors, please, leading pledge? Thank you.
Please stand, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Fletcher. Councilmember Dominguez.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren. Mayor Hansen.
Here. Thank you, Chair. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item 4A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record, and oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comments tonight on any items not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium. Anything? Nothing? Very good. Moving on to item five, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council consider item A, approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, number 37011 to 37093, number Z010030 to Z010097, and numbers 38090 to 38163, and also consider item 5B, approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting, which was held on July 9th, 2019. Pleasure of the Council in reference to the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the consent agenda be approved as presented.
Mr. Dominguez has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 3-0. Very good. Thank you. Moving on to item number six, public hearing. Item 6A, conduct a public hearing and upon conclusion, consider the adoption of the attached resolution confirming cost of abatement and declaring them a special assessment as of August 5th, 2019. And the purpose of this public hearing this evening is to discuss the cost of abatement only. Interim City Manager, Fire Chief Wayne Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor Hansen, members of the council. Well, before you tonight is the end of this year's weed abatement season. As we started on April 23rd, we had 411 notices that went out to property owners throughout the city. Out of those 411, we actually had to send the contractor over to about 25 properties. We received one payment that's not on this. The contractor actually went out to 25 properties this year. And with that, well, we'd be happy to answer any questions. This is a public hearing, and there is a resolution at the end of the public hearing that we would look forward to adopting. And the properties that don't pay by August 5th will have a lien placed against them.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Council members, questions, comments for Chief Peabody before we open the public hearing? Mr. Mello, it looks like you've got something on your mind.
I have a comment for Mr. Sykes. Mr. Sykes, the property at 411 North Shasta, that's the corner house on North Shasta and Wood.
Yes.
Does that not meet the weed abatement standards? I mean, is it, am I missing something there?
It did at the time when I did my primary survey. This year was an unusual year. We had a lot of regrowth and really had some problems. People getting out early and doing it, but then things would regrow. So I just did the best I could.
Yeah, and there's no one living in there now, so it's an empty place. And And how about 801 Tamarack? Tamarack and Green Street.
Okay, I spoke with him yesterday. He is going to take measures this weekend and utilize the dump day to try to clean that up.
That has nothing to do with the backyard. That just has to do with the front yard, right?
He said he wants to clean both the rear and the front. And try to move the two trailers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was made aware that those trailers have to go.
Because I've had continued complaints on some properties, and actually this morning, in 429 North Shasta, $5,400 cleaning that up just left that much more room for continued to space to be filled. And I think that's something that we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
I think you know that.
Yes.
So that's all I have.
In fact, I did have a dialogue with Ms. Francis, earlier this week. And she says she's going to try to keep it neat, according to her.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mello, on that 429 North Shasta, just to give you a little background, 2005, Captain Doug Leader had an abatement process there. 2010, myself and Mr. Holsinger had an abatement there. 2018, Skip had an abatement there. So it's unfortunate, but
yep.
That's...
I see it getting filled all over again. It's just like a counter that you clean off and somebody puts something down on the counter and it keeps getting more and more stuff in that counter. There's open space for somebody to continue to fill it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mello. Mr. Domenico?
Yeah, I'd like to follow up on what Councilmember Mello started talking about. For instance, 429 North Shasta, do you know if that person is current on their property taxes by any chance?
Yes, she is current as of now.
Getting these abatement fees and paying them off, huh? That's interesting. I have one more question in regards to Southern Pacific. Do you ever hear any feedback from them? I mean, just...
No. We normally don't hear any feedback. It's a bad situation when the City of Willows can do the weeds cheaper than they can have it done.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at.
And there's a couple other properties that we've talked to, and they said it's cheaper to let the city do it than it is for us to do it, and I believe that's wrong. It should be a penalty if we have to do it. It should cost them dearly. But we have a contract, and it's current, and we have a price for it.
Okay. Is the number of parcels we're looking at on this list about average or less than average?
A little less than average. I think last year we had about 37 that went to tax lien. We're down a little bit this year.
Okay. All right. Thanks. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Domenico. Chief, has there ever been a year the Southern Pacific parcels have not shown up on the weed abatement?
Not since I've been
here. To my knowledge.
Yeah. So interesting point. So.
And when Doug Leader did it, it was the same situation. Yeah.
And you don't hear anything from Southern Pacific either, so they're...
No, they pay it.
They just, okay. It gets abated, and the city contractor does it, and they pay it. And, and apparently it's...
Just as an FYI, they are not subject to property tax. So even though we declared an assessment, and with all the others we put them on the property tax roll, we can't do that with Southern Pacific, because railroad property is not subject to property tax. Therefore, they receive no bill from the county, so therefore we'll just continue to direct bills, as we always do. And... Normally 2 or 3 months from now, though.
Is that nationwide?
I don't know if it's nationwide or if it's a California gig. I do not know the answer.
Really? I was not aware of that.
Interesting fact.
Yes.
I've spoke with the people that do the same work as I do in Williams, and they have the same exact same problem. They send them a bill and eventually get paid.
So Southern Pacific still owns the tracks and leases to Cal Northern, is that
correct?
How that works? Okay, very good. Okay.
Cal Northern runs the track. Southern Pacific has the property between the track and 90 and Tama Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they own that property.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, like I say, 429 North Shasta, I mean, it's problem for many years, but, you know, the city doesn't want to be in the weed abatement business, but the city is in the weed abatement business for public safety purposes, unfortunately, and some people just, you know, for myriad of reasons, do not, you know, maintain their property properly, and it becomes a health and safety hazard, and that's just, yeah, it's crying shame, but it is what it is. So the city has, as far as I'm concerned, no other choice, no option other than to abate those hazards. So, yeah, Chief and Code Enforcement Officer Sykes, good job as always on this. I know it's a big effort, but I'm really surprised. 24, I counted 24. Is that what you advise? 24.
We sent 25, but one has paid, so that one came off the list.
Yeah, so that's surprising for the wet year we've had with all the weeds. Really, it's surprising. So okay. Well, very good. Well, gentlemen, anything further before we open the public hearing? Okay. Chief, anything further? Skip?
Nothing further.
Okay, very good. So at this time, we've come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. So we'll open the public hearing in reference to item 6A, in reference to confirming the cost of abatement and declaring them a special assessment as of August 5th, 2019. At this time, the time is 7:12 p.m., 12 hours. And as I advise, the public hearing is open. If there's anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record, and comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. Any input from the public tonight in reference to this matter? If so, please approach the podium. Anything? Okay, nothing from the public? Okay, thank you. The time is, it's still 19:12 hours, 7:12 p.m., and we'll close the public hearing in reference to this matter at this time. So, gentlemen, there is a resolution before you in your packet confirming the cost of abatement and declaring them a special assessment. Pleasure of the council in reference to the resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution titled "A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Confirming Cost of Abatement and Amended and Declaring Them a Special Assessment."
Mr. Mello has moved to approve the resolution as read and as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Domenichini has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Domenichini?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 3-0. Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item 7, regular business agenda. We'll start that over. Regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, by motion, approve the contract amendment between the City of Willows and 3 Corps for additional administrative services associated with grant number 17-CDBG-12031 and authorize the interim city manager to sign on the city's behalf. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. This is a small amendment to our administrative contract with 3 Corps and Community Development Services, originally based upon the bid process. Staff recommended and council approved entering into a contract with 3 Corps for administrative services associated with this grant. We've run into some situations. As you know, we've already started construction down at the south end of Willows, and we're rapidly pursuing the point where Rumiano Cheese will need to utilize the loan funds that are available with this for an equipment loan. The flip side of that, though, is there's some items that we need to clear, conditions of the grant that are still yet to be cleared, so we are not able to access the funds within this grant. We do have approval to expend, we just don't have approval yet to seek reimbursement. So there's some items involved here that we've asked 3 Corps to get involved with Rumiano to assist with getting these items cleared so we can fully execute this grant. It's outside the normal scope of administrative services under these conditions. 3 Corps has come to the conclusion, request for an additional $5,000. Not a major issue, as the amount of administrative funds available under this grant are a little over $203,000, and we're using just over half at this point, even with the additional $5,000. So with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. Gentlemen, questions, comments? Anything?
No, this is just another needed part in the process of developing South Willows. It's a need. It's a continued movement forward. That's all.
Absolutely. Okay. Larry?
Tie in on that. We're very lucky to have gotten this grant. The Marianos East Downs is slow.
No. That's money well spent. We have to do this. I agree and wholeheartedly. And Three Corps has been a great partner, you know, as always and through this whole entire lengthy process. So, yeah, it's money well spent. We need to do it. So, with that, gentlemen.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the contract amendment between the City of Willows and Three Corps for additional administrative services associated with grant number 17-CDBG-12031 and authorize the interim city manager to sign on the city's behalf.
Mr. Dominigany, has moved to approve the motion as read and as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 3-0. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt before we start the next agenda item?
You may.
Thank you, sir. When you introduce the next agenda item, after the word appointment in the agenda item, if we could change the word for to establish.
Establish rather than for. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. Moving on to item 7B. By discussion and mayoral appointment, establish an ad hoc sewer enterprise subcommittee and select two members to serve. Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hansen and members of the council, basically what we are looking for is to revisit the sewer rate and the study, and we are asking that an ad hoc committee be formed, the council, and that way we can put the game plan together and strategize to get this out to the public and the community at another future date. With that, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Dominigany?
No questions, but I'm happy to serve on the ad hoc committee.
Very good. Okay. Mr. Dominigany has offered to serve, and I think that's a very good idea.
There's fees involved, right?
Maybe so.
But we're not charging it to the sewer fund, so.
Really? And I also have word that Vice Mayor Warren said she would be happy to sit on this committee as well.
Okay, that's good. Good, no, good information, Chief. Thank you very much. Is Council comfortable? Mr. Dominigany has volunteered for Vice Mayor Warren and Councilmember Dominigany to serve as the ad hoc sewer enterprise subcommittee.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, I agree. Mr. Dominigany and Mrs. Warren will be the ad hoc sewer enterprise subcommittee.
Very good. We will set out a date.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Larry, for volunteering and stepping up. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 8, council staff reports comments. Item 8A, staff reports comments. Chief.
The biggest thing happening towards the end of the week is the community cleanup day. Gates open at 8. Racing starts at 8:01. So you do have to segregate out the garbage. It is not just a dump on the ground, so there is dump. Waste management will have facilities there, and our public works department will be there to assist. So with that, I think that is it from the staff today.
Very good. I'll be there. I'll be there shortly, right around 8 o'clock.
It was a pretty big line last year right at 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, okay. Oh, boy. Thank you, Chief. Yeah. Okay. Nothing further, Chief, from staff?
Nothing further, unless Ms. Jody has anything that she'd like to add. Okay.
Ms. Jody has nothing? Oh, okay. All right. Moving on to 8B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin?
I have nothing.
Yes.
Mr. Mellon has nothing. I'll third that. I have nothing. All my meetings were canceled the last 2 weeks, which was okay. I was good with that this time, so yeah. Well, very good. That was easy. So moving on to item 9 then, adjournment. So the time is 7:20 p.m. 19:20 hours. Thank you for attending and meeting adjourned. Good night.